Welcome to Microsoft's Insurance Corner with your presenters, Heather Haley, Insurance Account CTO at Microsoft.
And I'm Steve Walker, Cloud and AI Platform Specialist at Microsoft, working in insurance. With this series, we aim to cut through the noise to bring you practical insight on the Microsoft technologies reshaping the UK insurance sector. From agentic AI to data platforms, developer experience, security, and the future of underwriting and claims.
This series is designed to give leaders and practitioners clear, actionable perspectives you can take straight back into your organization. No hype, just real conversations, real expertise, and real value. Thanks for joining us. Let's get into today's discussion.
Indeed, yes. And we were joined with Dan Henry and Will Trickass to talk about the Microsoft Ignite announcements.
Yes, we did. I have to admit, I love that they both had very different perspectives. One very much looking at AI and Will very much focusing on data.
That's right. Will did get excited about the database announcements, didn't he?
He did. He's one of the only people I know who can get that excited about databases.
For the people who don't know about our big Microsoft events, can you tell us a little bit more about Ignite?
Yes, of course. So Ignite is our annual flagship event. It's where we release all our latest and greatest technologies, where we release announcements around roadmaps and also core strategies for the future of some of the tech that we're talking about.
And for those who are not aware, we do have two main events that sort of go out to customers. We've got Microsoft Ignite and Microsoft Build. Build happens more in the sort of May timeframe, and Ignite happening in September. So Build tends to be a little bit more developer focused, whereas Ignite sits much more on the sort of workforce and AI platform kind of technology stack.
Yep, exactly. And we had Judson there time round. He was absolutely brilliant, very inspiring.
That's right.
Brought all his leadership in to do almost like an end-to-end demo, which I thought was quite exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah, indeed. The keynote and all of the breakouts were released onto YouTube as well. So just have a search for the Microsoft Events YouTube channel to check that out. But I think, should we get into today's discussion?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's do it. Hello, we are delighted today to be joined with Dan Henry and Will Trickass. Dan, Will, welcome to Insurance Corner.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for taking the time out of your busy days. I know you folks are really, really busy at the moment. Do you mind spending a couple of minutes just, I guess, introducing yourselves and saying hi? Let's start with Dan.
Yeah, great to be here. So I'm Dan. I'm a strategic account CTO in Microsoft's Insurance and Investments division. So for the last few years, I've been working closely with insurance and asset managers to help them unlock the real value of technology, whether that's modernizing their core platforms, applying AI responsibly, or rethinking the customer journey end to end. I suppose by background, I've had a pretty varied career. I started out in high-tech startups, moved into shaping cross-industry strategy, and then into advising large enterprises how to get more impact from their technology investments. So I'm really excited to be here for today's conversation. The industry is changing fast and there's lots to unpack.
Brilliant. Thank you, Dan. Handing over to you, Will.
Awesome. I'm going to be super boring and probably steal the first part of Dan's introduction there. I also sit as an account technology strategist or account CTO within Microsoft. A little bit less tenured than Dan. I've been with Microsoft for about a year now, and also slightly different remit in the fact that I sit across our major customers too. So I sit across 8 customers in the insurance and investments division within Microsoft. And always really like to emphasize that we are across the entire Microsoft tech stack, right? So Microsoft is this massive beast, and we are that conduit for everything technical that Microsoft does across everything: data, AI apps, infra, modern workplace, biz apps, and security, and really tying that story together for customers. I really do enjoy that kind of strategic narrative that we get to drive with our customers.
Brilliant. Amazing. Thanks, Will. Well, today, plan is to very much jump in on Ignite, and would love to hear from you, Will. I know you love all things data. So do you mind kicking us off about your favorite headlines, what you saw coming out, and how it's been received by your insurance customers?
No, I'm happy to. I think, yeah, Ignite's data announcements were definitely more or less about not new tech for tech's sake, but kind of two things business leaders kept asking for, and that is kind of modern resilient systems that can kind of handle real-time customer and operational workloads. And more importantly, related to this kind of AI wave we're seeing, is that data that's consistently understood across the organization, so that AI analytics can kind of drive that action and not just dashboards, for example. I think that was split up into two kind of key announcements I wanted to talk about today. And that's firstly Horizon DB, and then I'll come on to Fabric IQ. And you're going to have to forgive me. And like I mentioned at the start, across the full tech stack, I do like diving into the technicalities, but I will abstract it out into why it actually matters. But starting with Horizon DB, this for those that don't know, is quite a landmark announcement that brought this kind of truly cloud native, massively scalable and strongly consistent operational database to the Azure ecosystem that is managed, Postgres compatible, and with a fully distributed SQL architecture. It's quite unique in the market. So it's kind of enabling these ultra low latency kind of transactional systems and operational data stores kind of shift to the cloud native approach without forcing teams to adopt proprietary engines or rewrite their applications, which I thought was quite unique. And it's on brand for the rest of the announcements at Ignite. So it really is built for the AI era because it's got native vector search across it, semantic capabilities baked in. So it makes it enabling kind of organizations to power both transactional and intelligent workloads on a single platform. And I guess why it really matters and what started to kind of come into my conversations with customers is that many insurance and investments firms are still running kind of these core policy and pensions admin or customer servicing systems on much older databases. And I think HorizonDB is this kind of maybe longer term modernization answer here, especially looking at where these systems are running on Oracle technology. And I think there's a really great modernization story from Oracle to Postgres. And like I said, moving away from maybe some of that proprietary tech to more open source and more of an open ecosystem, which I really loved. I think it started to resonate quite a lot. And again, kind of in insurance and investments, I think the most valuable AI use cases often do need that operational context. So not just looking at a historical data warehouse, but instead, where HorizonDB can play here is with that advanced vector search and that kind of built-in AI model management integrated with our Foundry platform, our kind of core AI platform. It makes it so much easier to add these intelligent experiences to operational systems without a massive integration program. So that's where I've started to get real traction with a lot of my customers in that space. I said I'd kind of wrap it up with Fabric IQ, and I think this is one of the more commonly known ones as well. And I think there's good reason for it to be so as well. But kind of prefacing why I think it's so important, and I know this probably resonates with Dan as well, that a lot of organizations don't as much have just a pure data problem anymore. They have a meaning problem. So I think there's been a significant effort over the past few years, at least on my customers, to really emphasize integration of master data management platforms, reference masters, to get kind of data in a good place to be leveraged by AI. And now we're coming around to a point where we're really starting to see an opportunity with these people to actually use their data. And I think this is where Fabric IQ fits in perfectly to organizations. For those that kind of don't know what it is, it's Fabric IQ kind of broken down. It's basically a brain layer for your data estate inside of Microsoft Fabric, which is our unified data platform. So what it looks like is it looks to do and create kind of a semantic map of your business data. So instead of just raw tables and files, it understands concepts like customer, policy, transaction, and that makes this data context aware. So rounding it back up to that AI story means that these AI agents and analytics tools can actually reason over this business data, business concepts rather than just columns and IDs. So this kind of Fabric IQ layers really kind of starting to align data to business concepts so that leaders, analysts, engineers, and then even what we're going to see in the future, AI agents, are all speaking that same language. So I thought it was quite a powerful announcement to kind of actually start to accelerate and scale what we're starting to see with some AI applications from the data perspective. That's why I kind of loved it. Like HorizonDB making that operational data resilient, and Fabric IQ making that data understandable and actionable as well.
And I think both of those announcements and the wider announcements we had with data, will, you know, it's all helping us to enable chief underwriters, claims leaders, distribution leaders to actually get access to the data easier as well, right? And it's no longer this specialist data team, but it's like everyone across the organization can use that data quicker to make more informed and effective decisions, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you've got to look at where these kind of products and these systems interact with your business, who's going to be affected by them. And talking about some of the the complications and programs and systems you're running over, systems like Oracle and your actuaries and those models that you're kind of leveraging these systems, making them more open, making more accessible as well for these individuals, I think is going to be kind of a non-functional benefit from adopting some of these systems as well.
Fab. Thank you, Will. I love the way you put that about businesses now having a more of a meaning problem rather than a data problem. It makes a lot of sense. We've got some great episodes lined up, so remember to subscribe to Insurance Corner wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to the show. Data naturally leads us onto AI, right? It's the fuel that powers the AI engine as such. Dan, over to you, I suppose. What was your favourite announcement from Ignite?
So I think my favourite announcement from Ignite is Agent 365. So what we've definitely seen is that insurers and asset managers are moving away from AI assistants to AI agents that actually do work. So whether that's, you know, drafting client communications, reconciling data, triaging claims, or even updating systems. And Microsoft Agent 365 becomes this control plane that lets the IT organization govern the agents like users. So we're getting identity, least privileged access, observability, and return on investment all within the Microsoft 365 ecosystem. And so this means that you can scale the agents safely across underwriting, claims, distribution, and investment research without creating that shadow AI or compliance headaches. And what's really cool about this capability is that it's not just agents that are built in the Microsoft ecosystem. I think what Will and I are both seeing is that organizations are looking at, you know, agents that are coming from ServiceNow or from Workday or from Salesforce or Agentforce, right? We can bring this all into one stratosphere and get that visualization and interoperability so that we can see how all of these things are connecting. And it's, you know, the big challenge there is that, you know, we know insurers love an Excel spreadsheet, and what they don't want to see is another tranche of just end user apps in Excel spreadsheets being created. And so this is where we get that visibility and governance. In terms of why regulators would be glad to see this new announcement, if we think about like the FCA and the PRA, they always emphasize, you know, governance over AI, effective risk management, internal controls, explainability and transparency and auditability, and responsible handling of customer data, as well as the operational resilience that Will mentioned beforehand. And Agent 365 helps here because it gives you that algorithmic transparency and monitoring, that access and privilege governance. It helps with data minimization. You know, we can do least privileged access so that you don't just go ahead and, you know, spill out a load of data that might be highly protected. And we get that oversight over the automated processes as well. And so that means that Agent 365 can help our customers defend their automation strategy to regulators before they ask the difficult questions. Now, the other thing that's really cool about this is up until this point, we were able to give customers really great metrics around productivity. And whilst productivity is still really important, we know that our customers are looking at business metrics as well and how they can measure those. And that's what Agent 365 can also introduce. So for claims officers, they might want to look at how they're reducing the cycle times on FNOL triage, subrogation and reserving steps, and we can surface those metrics in Agent 365. Your chief underwriting officers may be looking at, you know, time saved in quote generation, being able to identify reduction in unforced underwriting errors, you know, like avoiding that human error. And maybe even for, you know, head of investments, time saved per research cycle, or in distribution, time saved per client engagement, right? You know, these are all things that we know our customers are looking to improve. And this is, it's great to see one of our technologies being able to support the insurance investment industry so well. So I suppose kind of just wrapping it up, you know, instead of AI being this messy network of untracked automations, what Agent 365 allows us to do is standardize AI governance the same way that banks have standardized identity, access control, and data protection frameworks. And this means that, you know, our customers can say to their risk committee that all their AI automations in their environment, no matter where they're built, are visible, permissioned, logged, measured, and policy controlled in one place. And that's a huge message for an FCA governed organization.
I think just jumping off the back of that, and I want to echo a few points there. Your point earlier around that circular governance on everything agents wise, I think it goes a bit even beyond that, right? So I think Agent 365 and the tools it brings across with regards to identity and Entra and security and Purview and everything you've used to manage your individuals in an organization, that same kind of management plane and all those tools are being brought across to agents now to really reinforce that agents and human individuals in an organization are going to be managed together. Like it's your overall workforce, kind of digital and human labor, same similar controls and interface, same teams managing them as well. It's going to be those IT security teams and kind of compliance teams over the top of them. And making that management seamless is going to be critical.
Yeah, I love that point. I mean, the you're absolutely right, Will. Like, you know, this isn't a just a new tool that replaces everything else. This is built on top of your existing, you know, rollout of all the right things. So, you know, Purview for governance, you know, Sentinel for security, you know, it's bringing all of that together so that it's just an addition and not some massive new thing that you have to implement, right?
Yeah. I love that. And this is maybe me speaking unfairly to security and compliance teams, but I think, as you said, the ability for those teams to get hands-on, eyes-on with a lot of this capability has been, especially from some of my customers, an absolute game changer. And it's bringing everyone on that sort of AI journey as well.
Definitely. I think just to bring it into realism and use, right? For anyone who's listening to this and kind of interested, it's a frontier feature. So how we released a researcher and analyst, which I hope everyone who's listening knows about, you could turn on a little switch and that would appear in your M365 Copilot chat. This is also a frontier feature. Turn that on, get experiencing it, see how it fits in your organization with how you operate and manage today. And that's something that can really is my kind of first step to my customers when hearing all these Ignite announcements was just to get started with this stuff. And that is so easy right now as well.
I guess, Dan, in terms of further reading, anyone listening to this is interested in diving more. Have you got anything you found people can look up?
If anyone wants to learn more about Agent 365, there's a great breakout from the Ignite tour. I'm sure we'll share a link with this podcast. But yeah, definitely worth having a look on that.
Absolutely. Yeah, all of our breakouts from Ignite are published onto YouTube. So yeah, certainly look that one up.
Remember, you can get in touch with the show on LinkedIn. We'd love to hear from you with feedback, thoughts, and even suggestions for the future episodes. Now back to the show.
Guess that brings us on nicely to my world. So as an Azure specialist, I'm a little bit closer toward the tools here. So when it comes to governance, our big announcement that we announced was the Foundry Control Plane. So that extension of observability. And when we start to talk about developers. So for anyone who's not aware, what Foundry is. Foundry is it's a combination of lots of different solutions altogether, but it is essentially one piece of Azure infrastructure that you can deploy. And what that gives you is this very nice front end that you have to basically manage and maintain and control every piece of generative AI, all the way through from comparing and benchmarking models with one another, and testing and finding out, making sure that they're work across different trust metrics and things like that, and they're not sort of being able to be jailbroken. And the latest piece that we've announced is essentially a new module to AI Foundry, which is what we're calling the Foundry Control Plane. So what it is the simplest way to think about it is if you rewind perhaps maybe 12 months ago and we were starting to talk about the excitement around agents and how it was sort of a not too distant dream, fast forward to where we are now, and we're almost sort of talking about maybe tens of agents starting to affect the day-to-day work that we do. And I think the questions that are starting to be raised now from certainly senior leadership is things are starting to get messy. You're going to wonder, what is this piece of AI doing? Who approved it? Is it safe? And I think the other question as well is, how much money is this costing us? And the Foundry Control Plane is Microsoft's answer, right? It's going to allow us businesses to have that single dashboard where they can see and manage and govern and control everything all in one place. Sort of, I've seen it described as a bit of a control tower for AI. I think the key bit to take away, though, and we were very keen to mention this on the keynote, was that this isn't just agents that were built inside of Foundry itself. These are agents that were built using low-code tooling, pro-code tooling, and also anything that's built inside of another cloud as well can all sit underneath the Foundry Control Plane umbrella. So I think what really stood out for me is that it's not tech for tech's sake. What we want to try and do is to give leaders confidence that AI is being used responsibly and securely and trying to prevent that sprawl. And hopefully it's a way that's going to start to deliver value for the business. Has anyone else seen any good use cases this at all being rolled out?
I would say one of my favorites, one of my customers' favorite features, is the model selection. So as we sort of all know, the amount of models that are being released at the moment is astronomical. And I guess what's fabulous with Foundry Control Plane, I'm seeing a lot of customers having that flexibility to switch where appropriate and putting their own guardrails in place, own decision-making process, i.e. is it a cost decision versus a performance decision, and scenarios such as that. And I think that power in that engine room, I think, has become really, really well received.
Yeah, the sheer selection of models is one thing. I love it's new to the platform, right? But the model router on Foundry to dynamically switch between models based on the parameters you set. I mean, it's early in production for us, but it's a fantastic tool when you see it in action as well, and that it really talks to that flexibility you mentioned there, Heather.
Yeah,
and I think the other really great thing about Foundry Control Plane is, when we see our insurance and asset management customers looking at, you know, some of these more highly differentiated use cases where it does need to introduce a type of multi-agent architecture where you may need to combine an agent that does reasoning with an agent that does summarization to serve, you know, for example, like summarization of medical documents, you know, the control plane is really great at giving you that advanced observability of that multi-agent fleet.
Mm. I mean, to talk about the models as well is another big key headline announcement that we now have the Anthropic models are now inside of Foundry. So really big news indeed.
I love that one.
Any follow-up reading that I think if anyone wants to dig a little bit deeper, as I did mention, we do record all of the breakouts. I'd suggest having a look on YouTube. It's called The Foundry Control Plane, Managing AI and Agents at Scale, with Peter and Manoush from our product group on this. I think it's, very, very good session indeed. They do demos and it's screen shared as well, so you can see what they're doing. But definitely worth checking out.
And this might be cheating a little bit, right? But we've mentioned Agent 365, we've mentioned Foundry Control Plane. I think delineating between those is always important. The fact that Agent 365 is that high-level management, bringing that kind of almost people management into agents. Foundry Control Plane is that dev engineering-focused analysis of your agent fleet. I also don't want to forget, it wasn't an Ignite announcement, but it was very similar, was Agent HQ, or that came out of GitHub's conference just before Ignite. It's kind of bringing everything and all the management of AI across the SDLC into one place as well. So I think it's what Microsoft is really trying to do is provide these single hubs of management of everything you're doing across your agent infrastructure, regardless of where that sits in the organization, whether that's from an IT admin perspective, from a business process perspective, or from an engineering perspective.
Yeah, agreed. I definitely think the sort of common theme was around simplification and clarity, which I think is powerful. And that rang really true. Brilliant team. Well, just conscious of time. And before closing out, I guess it would be quite remiss of us not to talk about Copilot. I know we announced, I think, over 70 new features, capabilities within Copilot. Not going to go through them today, of course. But one thing I did want to talk about, very similar, Will, to your theme around Fabric IQ and other capabilities around just driving as much intelligence into our various platforms and capabilities, is Work IQ. So what does this mean? Essentially, we've created this intelligence layer. And what that means from a Copilot perspective is you are just getting much deeper personalized insights to the way in which you're engaging with Copilot as a personal system. So that intelligence layer, it's very much taking knowledge about your organization, your industry, your role, and everything else that you've been working on. So it has all that grounded context. And I'm personally, even in the last couple of months where we started to see this really, really roll out, I'm seeing how much intelligence it's bringing to my day-to-day. So in that regard, I'm hoping to see like a huge benefit for the likes of underwriters, brokers, bringing that real context around their customers, the documents, all that goodness. I think it'll have a profound impact on productivity.
And I think what's great, I was talking to a chief underwriting officer, and they were saying they loved how it understood some of like the internal terminology and acronyms now, because it's got that memory and understanding of their organization, you know, that just takes Copilot to the next level, right?
Yeah, 100%. I had this funny example of a COO of one of my customers, a specialty insurer, and they were driven mad by the fact that Copilot just wasn't grasping some of these nuances, whether it was around, I don't know, cat modeling or some other nuance. And he said, the fact that now it's very much recognizing where when they're referencing cat, it's not a physical feline. they're saying it's brilliant in that regard now.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, brilliant. I think we'll bring this to a close now. So I just want to thank you both, Will, Dan, thank you so much for your time. Just before we do wrap up, Dan, if folks want to get in touch with you, any questions at all, where's the best place they can get hold of you?
Yeah, thanks for having us. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me on LinkedIn, Dan Henry, Microsoft. You should be able to find me.
Fab, thank you. And finally, Will, where are people able to find you?
Like echoing the same point, really appreciate you inviting us along. It's been fantastic. Similarly to Dan, Will Trickus, that's TRICCAS on LinkedIn as well. I think there should only be one, so hopefully you can find me quite easily.
Thank you both.
I appreciate it.
Hey, wasn't that great?
Yeah, loved it.
That was really good. Please leave us a review wherever you download your podcast from, and join us again soon on Insurance Corner.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.